J'en pense. I'm from ENS actually, but also a bit from INAIA. And I'm going. I'm an amateur in all that. I'm not. I don't spend all that much time on cultural heritage. And I'm a computer vision person. But I work. I've been working a little bit in the field by collaborating with Hélène Dessalles at the AOROC Archaeology Lab at ENS. And with Yves Bellman and Iconem. I don't know if you know Iconem. It's a small company that does archaeological surveys mostly. And what I'm going to do is just talk about one project that we have been doing, and then and also at the end talk about some issues. Again, I'm an amateur, so the kind of things. So we have been working in Pompeii. Mostly on two villas, the Villa de Championnet and Villa de Diomède, and also we did a full photogrammetric survey of Pompeii from 30,000 pictures taken by a drone over a couple of weeks. The drone flying over Pompeii in the morning. It's not so easy to get authorization in Pompeii, so we were quite happy to do it. This was done by Iconem. Iconem used to use PMVS, the software we developed. I think now they use probably a bit of it and some commercial software for the scan orders. So again, I'm a computer vision person, so the 3D stuff is part of my activities, but a relatively small part. So we do object recognition, image processing, and funny 3D stuff I can talk to you about later. I think for the image processing, there must be a lot of things to do with the pictures, you know, demosaicing, signal, noise reduction, all that I think can be important. Super resolution might turn out to be important as well. So we developed PMVS with Yasu Furukawa, who is at Washington University in St. Louis now. It has been used by a lot of people in the special effects industry quite a bit, by Lucasfilm and Weta Digital, so it's in Google. And it has been used a bit in archaeology, mostly for Iconem and this collaboration with Hélène Dessalles. So a few words about that project we did. We have been working with a bunch of other people on Villa Diomède. It's a villa that's right outside the walls of Pompeii and side of Herculaneum. It's about 3,500 square meters, I think. It's on three levels plus a kind of tunnel under the ground. And it was one of the first houses to be unearthed in Pompeii in the late 18th century. And one of the nice things about it is that there's a great deal of documentation about it. And one of the ideas really for us was to, in these projects, that to use the 3D model as a tool for archaeologists. So again, there are early maps as from the 1770s. And there's documentation in the form of watercolors, maps, photos, perspectives. There's a huge number of these. Some examples, one by Piranesi, another one with... you have Joachim Murat and Caroline Bonaparte here visiting the Villa de Diomède. It was a popular tourist spot at the time. So as you probably know, Pompeii was partially destroyed by an earthquake not so long before the eruption of the volcano. And so one of the interesting about the villa, it was being reconstructed, in a sense being restored at the time of the eruption. And so one of the things tried for the archaeologists to delimit the zones that have been restored, different types of constructions, etc., and include that in a 3D model. The idea being to try to use the 3D model as some sort of four-dimensional database, both in space and in time. You can, of course, use the model to redraw on the site the documentation that we have. Again, many documents have been found, some of the elevations. I'm sorry, the slides are in French because my archaeologist is French. They speak French, and I thought people would speak French, but you guys speak English, so that's fine. And again, we can, on the walls of the villa, we can put your documentation inside the villa as well. You can do things like estimate the accuracy of the old maps. This is from Mozois. which did very accurate maps. You can also try to figure out where the architects who did the drawings were standing when they did them, and this shows you the location estimated as if a painter was a pinhole camera. And you can do some kind of history of tourism and popularity of the sites by looking at where and when the drawings were made. You can also use the model to figure out things that were not there. For example, I think this is a postcard. You have a little house in the back, little shed, that actually is not part of the antique thing. It was just there for a short time. You can do things that compare various renderings here by Mazouin and Donaldson of the same bassin. And as you can see, it's kind of interesting because the style is the same, but the details are quite different. And you can also assess the accuracy of the drawings, which is pretty good, except here, maybe because it was too high for him to actually measure. And you can do virtual visits of the villa. So those are just a few examples. Again, I'm not an archaeologist. I think there are some interesting, from a technical point of view, I'm a technical guy, there are some interesting challenges. The methods we use typically output point clouds, but I think meshing is very far from being solved. All of the meshing software that I know of ignores the position of the sensors. So you take a point cloud as if it had come out from thin air, and which is a bit silly because it always comes from a sensor, and the space between the sensor and the points is free, so you should use that. And of course, some of the 3D reconstruction methods use that, but I think meshing is very far from being solved. Most of the meshers you have, some of them have theoretical guarantees, but they are unverifiable and usually not verified. One of the things we are very interested in is incremental updating of models. In particular, that's something Econem is very interested in because they work in regions like Syria, where bad things happen, and they want people locally to take pictures and to be able to update the model. And I think that's very important and should be quite feasible. There's a scale problem, and I think the scale problem is related to the fiability, to the reliability of the data. Some of our archaeologist friends were disappointed by the models that we produced or that commercial products produced because they were not accurate enough sometimes or not enough coverage for them. I think a big part of it is that sometimes not enough pictures were taken. Like 30,000 pictures for the whole of Pompeii is ridiculously small. Even for the Villa Diomède, the models we built were about 30,000 pictures. You should take 10 times that, because otherwise you won't get the coverage and you will not get the accuracy. And recently we went back in another part of Pompeii and we took 10 times more pictures than were taken before, and it worked a lot better. And so I think scale is not just computation, it's important if you want a good model. We want to do, when I showed you, all documents overlaid on the 3D model, the alignment was done by hand. So you want to do it automatically, and I think that's it's a bit challenging because the site today doesn't look like the drawings of yesterday. It's not the same color, the same texture. Of course, it's roughly the same geometry. If I have 1 minute at the end, I will show you preliminary work on that. Again, for image quality, in computer vision, people talk about super resolution often, and often what they mean is kind of improving, doing the digital zoom. But super resolution is mostly about temporal thing. It has several pictures slightly shifted in space, but also in time, to try to improve the quality. And I think that this could be done. More generally, I think one of the big advantages of photogrammetry is that you have lots of pixels. And you have lots of images, each of which has lots of pixels. You should get results that look better than the original images. And I think people have not done that so much and can be done. Textureless scenes, of course, are a problem. It's particularly true in my experience in Pompeii, there's always tons of texture. But sometimes you have indoor scenes, for example, if you for real estate or whatever, but I'm sure it can be true for cultural heritage as well. You will have walls that are fairly uniform. So what do you do? And there is some work being done right now. Yasu Furukawa, the guy who developed PMVS, is right now working on modeling indoor scenes, actually building models of your apartment by taking your phone and doing this. Very, very small baseline and very low texture, and so you have to use existing structure in the form of edges or things like that to anchor yourself and build the models. But I think it's preliminary, but it's progressing, and I think it's a very important area. And then there's one, I think, I don't know if it's science fiction, but it would be kind of cool. I think one of the advantages of active sensors, you can see through foliage. And of course, with photogrammetry, it's difficult. So maybe, and maybe that's silly, but there's space between leaves, you know. And so if you take a lot of pictures, we'll have a few, not many, but and if it's not too dense, we'll have a few rays that go through between the leaves, and maybe you'll be able to do reconstruction, so who knows. And again, I think the reliability of your data is something very important, how to qualify it, and to be, and the thing about how to do a survey, I think, as was said by the, as it was said in previous discussion, again, I'm an amateur, but being on the field, I've been to Pompeii many times now, it's difficult to take these pictures, it's time-consuming, you have to take a lot of pictures if you want any good results, and shadows, illumination, all the business is complicated. So just an example of work we did, had nothing to do with it, but was done in my lab on trying to align 3D models with paintings. And I'm amazed that it works at all, because the appearance is completely different, and this is totally automated. The result is not very accurate, but it's ballpark. The appearance is totally different. There's no particular reason why a painter should be a perspective painting. Well, I mean, they're trained to do that, but an accurate perspective painting, there's no particular reason, and it kind of works. So I think with you know, with archaeological things, well, it's architects who did careful things, who sometimes did it with a camera, Lucida, and all that. This kind of techniques should be applicable. We haven't applied them yet, but and I think that's interesting and important problem. And I will stop there.